Well, Professor Harold Bloom at Yale, as you know, has gone a step further and has written a book suggesting that what we modern people know as human character was, in fact, the invention of Shakespeare. Bloom's book, Shakespeare, the Invention of the Human, was a big bestseller. I asked him if Hamlet is one of the characters who most embodies what we now think of as our modern personality.
Almost certainly. In fact, in this new book, How to Read and Why, I go so far as to point out that Hamlet, the play, not the character, is to this day the most experimental drama ever written, even in the age of Pirandello and Beckett and the absurdists. It is a play so complexly experimental that we can never quite pin it down. It's also, as I make perfectly clear in this new book, it's not at all a play about revenge. It's a play about theatricality. Mm-hmm. Which is one of the things that makes it as audacious and originality as it is.
Well, I must say, watching this film the other night, this new film with Ethan Hawke, I had the experience of that theatricality in a way I hadn't before, seeing it particularly in this contemporary production.
So loving to my mother that he might not beteem the winds of heaven visit her face too roughly. Why, she would hang on him as if increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on, and yet within a month... Let me not think on it. Frailty, thy name is woman.
With all of the catchphrases and bits of the soliloquies that we have come to know, it began to seem like a pastiche of popular culture rather than the thing itself out of which the popular culture drew these pieces.
And well, by now, of course, it would be very difficult to tell, wouldn't it, Kurt? Well, there has been a sort of complex mutual symbiosis at work there.
Exactly.
And it is now... very difficult to know which is the container and which is the thing contained.
You also say that after Jesus, Hamlet is the most cited figure in Western consciousness, and you go even further, extraordinarily further, I think, and to say that Hamlet and Western self-consciousness are essentially the same, and even more, which must infuriate your enemies in the academy, that global self-consciousness, in Africa and Asia included, increasingly identifies with Hamlet.
Oh, I think that is absolutely true. You know, I have spoken to my graduate students who come to my Yale seminars on Shakespeare. They've come from a number of African countries. They've come from a number of Asian countries, Southeast Asia, but also Japan. And they all say the same thing to me, that they have attended performances in their home cities and home countries of Shakespeare, and of Hamlet in particular. And what is so moving is to have described to one people who in some cases are by no means as yet really literate in their own languages, but who sit there in great fascination because they think that they see that Shakespeare has put themselves and their own neighbors on the stage. That's an extraordinary phenomenon.
Obviously, you've written this incredibly impressive book arguing for the Shakespeare being the most pervasive possible of poets and playwrights. As you say, his words are embedded in our culture and, as you propose, into our very sense of who we are, that he really invented the human as we continue to know it. What are some precise examples of the way that Shakespeare has done that, that we owe our very sense of ourselves to him?
I think I would start with something which does not exist in literature, or as far as I can tell, in life before Shakespeare, which is this peculiar kind of consciousness that I call self-overhearing. Think of what happens when you're suddenly startled or surprised to hear your own voice saying something which rather baffles you, and you're not so much hearing yourself as you are overhearing yourself. That is to say, you're hearing yourself as though you are someone else.
Let us our lives, our souls, our debts, our careful wives, our children, and our sins lay on the King. We must bear all. What infinite heart's ease must kings forego that private men enjoy? And what have kings that privates have not too, save ceremony?
And in fact, you are someone else, because you are in the process of altering. You're in a metamorphosis. You are in the process of change. I think Shakespeare is the inventor of that curious human attribute of what it means to overhear oneself and then on that basis experience the will to change and then actually change.
The music we're hearing there is from Akira Kurosawa's wonderful and depressing film Ron, which was his retelling of King Lear. And it's one of Harold Bloom's favorite modern versions of Shakespeare.